Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So this is podcast number 7 or so.
8 maybe.
Maybe even 8. Okay, we're doing this from Toronto. Alhamdulillah, at my brother's house in High Park. And today's talk is going to be somewhat practical in the sense that it's about our major practice, which is called the Wisal. So the first issue that comes up about the Wisal is why the term. Most of the Sufis call this practice dhikr or hadrat or sama. There's a lot of different names for it, right? There's probably a few others. But I was looking for a name that reflected my own goal and the goals of this group, Sufi Pilgrims Progress, which is to connect with Allah. Not just to remember him, which is a means, dhikr is actually a means towards wusul, towards connecting with Allah. Okay, so wisal is the, I think it's in Arabic, it's called the verbal noun, from wasala, meaning to connect. So what we're trying to do in this practice is to connect with the presence of Allah as other than us, and also as our very being. What the Vedantists call the dualist perspective and the unicist perspective, okay, or the non-dual perspective, they call it more often. In other words, the ultimate experience of God is connecting with him as other than you, as your creator, in all his magnificence and light and knowledge and love, and also connecting with him as your very being, as the essence of your soul, as did the famous Sufi Mansur al-Halaj when he said, An al-Haq. Okay, he was executed for that. We're not aiming for that. But he was executed because in fiqh, this is haram to say you are the truth. But in mystical experience, you can actually experience it as you being the essential truth, that being your essential being. So it's a very high goal, but that's the only goal that I've been able to follow with all my heart. So in this practice of Wisal, it's actually composed of a number of components, but we'll simplify it down to 4 different components. 3 are from 3 different tariqats, and 1 is from Qigong. So you'll see in the Wisal, the refrain is Allah. So it's what's called Ism al-Adham, the highest name, the name of Allah. And this practice was actually begun by Ahmed al-Alawi of Mustaganam, one of the great Shadali sheikhs. Because formerly, all of the Sufis used another dhikr in their khalwa, in their practices, which was La ilaha illallah. Sheikh Nazim, for example, taught us that his grand sheikh and him as well, in his halwa, he would have to say La ilaha illallah 99,000 times. That was their practice per day. It's quite an accomplishment to do that. But Ahmed al-Alawi said, radiallahu anhu, he said that you could go even more directly to the essence of Allah and just say his name. And through saying his name, you evoked his presence. You made the wusul, the connection with Allah through evoking the name. So my last 2 Shadali shiuch teachers used this practice as the basis of the khalwa. And I did the khalwa in both tariqats. And so the basic practice is just repeating the name of Allah to the end of the breath. Allah. Allah. And the Sufis in Mustaganam, the practice was to keep this name of Allah being recited 24 hours. I was there visiting with my daughter a few years back in Mustaganam, and you could see the Sufis were there, and there were still the presence of the name. I didn't see the people doing it, but during the time of Ahmed al-Alawi, they were doing it 24/7. That was the way. And still in Erdef, Tunisia, with my last sheikh, Abu Qasim Bilkhairi, They were doing the name of Allah right through the night, 24/7, in his zawiya, as far as I'm aware of. I never saw them not doing it. So that's the shadali part of the wisal. Then there's the chisti part, because my first teacher was Pir Velayat Khan, I might have mentioned him, of the Sufi order of the West. They weren't Muslim Sufis, they were universalist Sufis, brought by Hazrat Inayat Khan from India to Paris, to France, and then to America. And one of the disciples of Hazrat Inayat Khan, who I didn't meet because he had been deceased by the time I got to the tariqat, was someone called Sufi Sam Lewis. Did you ever hear about it? You did? He wrote a beautiful book called The Jerusalem Trilogy.
I saw him on the internet.
You saw him on the internet, yeah. And he developed something called The Songs and Dance of Universal Peace. Okay, and it was musically very beautiful. And I saw they still in California, they do this several times a year, you know, and some of them do it every week who are part of the Sufi order. And so we took a little bit of it, and we took I took the bit of his song and dance that referred to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because this was my first experience of being in contact with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because the song went, the tune went, Muhammad Rasulullah, la ilaha illallah. We'll do it during the wisal, but it got me thinking, because Pir Velayat didn't talk much about Muhammad. I didn't know anything about Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But I said, who is this Muhammad Rasul? Because I felt something when I did that song. So I said, I've got to, you know me by now enough. I'm a researcher, right? So I started reading about the Prophet, because Pir Velayat hadn't taught us about it, because he wasn't really pushing Islam. His son actually now is more Muslim than his father was. But his father was trying to be universalist. So we did practices from all the religions. But at some point we had to move on, because it was too much of a smorgasbord, as the Swedish call it, you know, a mixture of all kinds of stuff, and it didn't really have any coherence. So part of it, the part about Muhammad Rasulullah, is from the Chistia Tariqat. From the Naqshbandi Tariqat, which is perhaps the Tariqat I spent the most time with in a continuous way, with Sheikh Nazim, we've taken some of the Asmal Husna, the 99 names. We've taken some of the principal names. We've taken the names that develop the compassion in the heart. And we've taken other names because they lend themselves well to the movements that are part of Qigong. Now, how does Qigong fit in here? It might sound odd because it isn't really an Islamic source, but one of my shuyukh, Sheikh Nuv, he introduced us to it. Although he told us not to pay any attention to the Aqidah of Taoism, you know, which is a whole other religious orientation. But he found that the practices were very physically healing. He went on Hajj, got pneumonia on Hajj. I don't know if you've known, a lot of people, it's getting worse, get respiratory illness. And I think Sheikh Nu had some respiratory condition already. When he came back, he had this pneumonia that they couldn't get rid of. And so he found an old book that one of his murids had given him on Qigong, and he started doing the exercises and gradually got better. And then he went to visit one of my Qigong teachers who was in Toronto at the time, someone named Ken Cohn. You probably haven't run into him. A very lovely man. And he refined for him the practices, and gradually he got over completely his respiratory problem through Qigong. So he would recommend to his murids, yes, you can do it for health reasons, but don't pay any attention to their beliefs, which I understand, and I'm not a big fan of Chinese theology, but in terms of healing and in terms of bringing peace and a little bit of energy into your heart, it's very good. So we integrate some of the movements from Qigong that I learned with Ken Cohn, and also with someone from California named Roger Junkie, who developed the 9 dimensions of Qigong movement. So the wisal is a combination of these 4 elements put together in a style that I think is both simple, evocative. I think you'll feel the hal, the barakat, after you do it. And when we finish the entire wisal, we sit in mindfulness. I don't do mindfulness because it's, as the French say, tendance or trendy. do it as a way of settling the mind and becoming aware, I guess the Islamic term might be muraqabah, but becoming aware of the hal that one is in. People are often ignorant of that. So at the end of each of our practices, we sit for a few minutes in mindfulness, just become aware of the effect of the practice. Oh, good. I think we're hitting right in time. Are there, that's a very brief summary, but I think it will be useful for people who want to do this practice. Any questions?
I noticed the names in the visal are kind of healing.
Yes.
Okay. And so is Qigong. So is that like the theme?
Yeah. Okay. Could you hear that? Do you know? Yeah. The question is about the names that we use are healing names, and Qigong is healing. Yes, healing, I would say if I had to resume the three parts of the Wisal, healing is definitely one of them. And we do Ya Shafi more times than anything else because we all need healing. And at the end, we do a dua of healing of the body, healing of the heart, healing of the mind and healing of the soul. So, yes, healing is definitely part of it. Connecting with the essence, Allahu, Allah Haq, Allah Hay, is also very much part of it. And the third part of it is development of the heart, cleansing of the heart and developing compassion in the heart. So those are three strong elements in the Wisal itself. Hadi, any questions?
And another one of the names was
Yajami, yeah.
The gathering?
Yes.
Is that another theme?
Gathering of... to be honest, the Yajami went very nicely with one of the Qigong movements, so maybe that's why I got it. But no. Gathering, unifying is also definitely part of the way, and people who know me know I've had a long-term project of developing a community, which would be an expression of that Yajamiya, although so far we haven't been able to find enough people who are willing to break with their current life situation to establish that community. But I've checked out places in Trinidad, in Nova Scotia, in the Gatineau, various places where this was a possibility. And I'm still hopeful that long term we'll be able to do that somewhere where we could be together, because we need each other's support. There's so much dunya around us that it's hard if we don't have that kind of social support. Okay, so I think we'll leave it at that for now. It's prayer time also, and we can pick up any loose threads. This will be posted on our podcast on the blog. Anyone who wants to listen and to make comments or feedback or whatever, you're more than welcome to do so. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين الفاتحة